Dallas area rapid transit's been around since the early 80s. It has grown like crazy, and the number of people are carried on DART is staggering to me. Over 220,000 people a day, 700 square miles of the service area, buses, trains, streetcars. It's a lot for Gary Thomas to oversee, and he's the president and executive director of Dallas Area Rapid Transit. Joins us now. It's good to have you with us.
Good to be here, Dave.
That really is a lot to over. I mean, you've got a lot of moving parts.
There are a lot of moving parts, and there are a lot of people throughout the course of any particular day that make all of those things happen. It's kind of like the orchestra, and you've got all the different sections, all the different people that make it click.
And it's amazing that nobody ever complains about anything that you guys do at all.
Never. We never have any complaints, not since a few minutes ago, I'm sure.
But the reach is really, really impressive, and you're growing again. We've seen this long, drawn-out exercise of what the alignment's going to be downtown, and you need more service downtown. And meanwhile, the cities of Addison and lots of other places have been waiting for rail service for a long time, and it looks like you're finally going to go there, too. What's next? Is it the Cotton Belt alignment?
The Cotton Belt alignment is actually in the design-build process now. So we have the designer and the contractor on board with us, and so they are working through the final design of that project. Of course, we've spent the last 2.5-3 years working with the communities along the corridor, and that doesn't end with the design process.
Okay. But let's fix this in people's mind real quick. I should have done it. So go to the upper right. Northeast is Plano.
Plano, yes.
And then cuts down into Dallas,
right,
and through Addison,
Carrollton,
Coppell
to DFW Airport.
There we go. So it angles down. It connects a couple of other lines, too.
Right. It connects exactly. The red line, the green line, the orange line are all connected by the Cotton Belt. So it's our first east-west line. Of course, City Line, UTD is on that line.
UTD is already built in anticipation of you putting in a stop there. They've opened apartments and retail right there, they're just camped out with lawn chairs waiting for you to arrive.
That's pretty much it, Dave. They really have anticipated this for some time now, and so they're way ahead of us on the development, the transit-oriented development around their particular station. So they're excited about it.
So this is going to happen, no
Absolutely,
doubt.
Yeah. We're scheduled to open in 2022. We'll have a groundbreaking later this year in the September time frame, and it's moving forward.
And this is commuter rail. This is not the yellow DART lines that we see with overhead catenaries.
Right. It's not the yellow light rail train, but it's a little bit different version of commuter rail in the fact that it's much more neighborhood friendly, if you will.
It's quieter.
We've got the top tier engines on our trains. They're not unlike the Texrail trains that Fort Worth Transportation Authority is running on the western side of the region, but they'll be much quieter. They're very nice, very convenient. So I think they're going to be well received.
Okay, so that starts this fall on the groundbreaking, and you end in 2022.
Yes, sir.
So tell me about downtown. So you need another alignment. You're constrained down there. Is that what the push is? It's not a new line that you're putting through, is it?
It's a new alignment in downtown. And what it really does, if you think about the system today, all of our lines, the red, the blue, the green, the orange, the all of them go into downtown, and they're connected by a single corridor along the Pacific.
So they're all going down Pacific.
Right. And so if anything happens on that corridor, we're stuck. And inevitably, it happens during rush hour, and all of a sudden, you realize how many people are riding the train in any particular afternoon or morning, certainly during the rush hours. So this is really to give us the operational flexibility and capacity, because if you're downtown, say between 4:30 and 6:30 in the evening, you'll see a train coming by one direction or another every few minutes. And so this gives us a little bit of, as I said, operational capacity and some flexibility in moving trains through downtown.
So the debates, and there have been a lot of debates, I gather, is whether it's above ground or below ground. It's a lot cheaper to do it above ground.
Yes, sir, and that's been resolved, though. We're going to be below ground.
Okay.
So we're working through that alignment. We're pretty close on having most of the alignment pretty well settled.
Is this an engineering thing, or is this a political thing that's going on?
Yes, yes, sir.
Okay.
You know, it's there's a lot of engineering to this, because as we go underground in downtown, lots of utilities that have been there for 100 years,
right,
and literally, and we're trying to work around those, trying to make sure we're in the right places for the stations. And now we have to think about excavating for those stations and where you are in proximity to other buildings, where those stations are going to have access to, and then making the connections on either end. Of course, we'll have the connection on the northwest side near American Airlines Center. And then we'll.
That's where it comes above, out of the ground?
Yes, sir. Actually, it'll come up above ground right there at Woodall Rogers as we're headed toward the northwest. And then we'll connect into that existing alignment near American Airlines Center. And then we'll, as we're heading south under Woodall Rogers, we go down underground. And then we'll head over to Commerce. We'll turn left on Commerce, if you will, and we'll head east on Commerce. And then we go over to the 345. We've heard a lot about 345,
right,
and then the Deep Ellum. So what we're trying to do is stay out of the way of whatever happens to 345 and get our project going as quickly as we can.
That is a lot to take race over. So if you have that downtown alignment, does it allow you to grow the fleet? Do you need more? I mean, you've got, what, 93 miles of rail now, right now, 163 vehicles. Do you need more?
No, we don't need more vehicles. But what it does allow us to do is, as ridership continues to grow, it allows us to look at trains closer together throughout the course of the rush hour periods. So, you know, and the other thing that we're doing downtown right now that's a little disruptive, and it's hard to believe, actually, that the rail in the existing alignment downtown is already needing to be replaced. So every weekend we're inconveniencing a few folks as we replace the rail in downtown Dallas, but we'll be done with that. We'll be working on that through the summer and be done with that before the State Fair of Texas.
Gary Thomas is a very busy man. He's president, executive director of Dallas Area Rapid Transit. He's also known as the Titan of Trains. You ever been called that?
No, that's a new one.
I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.